Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horios Daf Zayin. We are beginning Be'ez Hashem, the second paragraph of Neseches Horios. Today we are at the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, Le'ila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. And we also remind everyone that this Thursday night, Be'ez Hashem, we will be having the Siyum together with all Daf, all Torah, on Seder Nezikin here in the Shul. Please visit bknw.org to register and find out more information. It will be immediately following Mincha and Maariv. Mincha and Maariv will be at 7 o'clock, and the Siyum will begin at 7:30. So today what we're going to talk about is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to go through the concept of a par kohen Mashiach that we've already discussed, the paralim davar shel tzibur, but what about the special par that a kohen gadol brings? So what are the requirements? When exactly does a kohen gadol bring such a par? Then the Gemara is going to derive the halacha that a kohen gadol only brings a par when there is a mistaken hora'ah, because we try to figure out, well, what there are three anomalies in terms of karbanos. There's the paralim davar shel tzibur, there's the par kohen Mashiach, and then there's the nasi that does an aveira, the melech that does an aveira. So which one do we compare the par kohen Mashiach to? Is the par kohen Mashiach more like the nasi, or is the par kohen Mashiach more like the tzibur? By the nasi, you don't need a mistaken hora'ah. He's not a posik at all. He's a melech, right? So does the kohen Mashiach have to be based on a mistaken hora'ah like a paralim davar shel tzibur, or does it not need to be based on a mistaken hora'ah like the nasi? So that's going to be the discussion on the top of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that a kohen gadol doesn't bring an oshem talui. That the Gemara is going to make an assumption at some point that a kohen gadol never brings an oshem talui. Well, who told us that? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether the kohen gadol can ever be covered with the par of the tzibur. That if the tzibur is bringing a par anyway, does a kohen gadol need to bring his own, or can he just be covered with that which they brought? And the Gemara is going to bring the source that a kohen gadol gets kapara with the tzibur if he does the same avera as the tzibur, but not if he had done a different avera than the tzibur. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about how we define what is considered to be an independent psak of the kohen gadol, and what's considered to be a psak where he's along together with the rest of the tzibur, and therefore can be covered under their par. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is going to talk about how these unique karbanos are only when there's a helim davar in addition to a shigig Shigigas Maisa, that you need both. You need a Helim Davar plus a Shigigas Maisa. And then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas if Helim Davar is needed for a Mashiach to be Chayiv for Avodah Zarah. For a Kohen Mashiach to be Chayiv for an Avera of Avodah Zarah, that's not explicit in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether you need to have a mistaken Hora'ah for that as well. So let's begin. So just as an introduction to this Perek, up until now we've been talking about one type of carbon. We're talking about a par helim davar shel tzibur. This parak begins with the chiyuv of a kohen gadol that's mashuach b'shem and amishcha, though we call him throughout the parak the kohen mashiach. Kohen mashiach means that he's mashuach b'shem and amishcha, and the Torah tells us that he brings a chatas asher chata par ben bakar tamim la'ashem l'chatas. So we have a hekesh between his par and the par helim davar shel tzibur. We put them in the same category that's going to come up on today's daf. The par helim davar, the par kohen Mashiach are both karbanos chatas, and like every karban chatas, it's when a person does an avera b'shogeg, and that avera would carry with it a penalty of kares had it been done b'mezid. However, they're anomalous, both the paralim davar shel tzibur and the par kohen Mashiach, in terms of what the conditions are to be chayiv, in terms of what animal you bring, in terms of the dinim of the hakrava of the animal. They're different than a regular individual's karban chatas. When an individual brings a carbon chatos, it's when he did an aveira b'shogeg and he thought that this maisa aveira was mutter, or he thought that the thing that he had in front of him, he knew that you're not allowed to eat chalev, but he thought the thing that he had in front of him was kosher food. He didn't realize that it was chalev. By paralim davar shel tzibur and by the par kohen Mashiach, it's dafka if they were shogeg and they had a mistaken hora'ah to be matir a maisa aveira prior to doing it. A very different situation, right? A regular personal chatos is whatever we would normally call shogeg, that either he was unaware that this thing was, that this maisa was aser, or he thought that this item was not it, was not the avera. When it comes to Parkoin Mashiach and Parum Dovishal Tzibur, there's a previous psak halacha, and they are now following that erroneous psak halacha. A Koin Mashiach that violates an avera b'shogeg on something that Yechayiv Karis b'mezid without a previous psak halacha doesn't bring an individual regular carbon chatos either. He's putter from the carbon entirely. If he's not higia lo ra'a, then his shogeg is not considered a shigas ra'a. It's considered a shigas maisa, because part of the qualifications in order to bring the parkoin mashiach is that it has to be based on a mistaken ra'a. In order for it to be called ra'a, he needs to be someone who's higia lo ra'a. He can't just be an amaretz. He's got to be somebody who really knows. In order to be chayiv the koin, in order to be chayiv the koin mashiach in his chatas, he has to fulfill all of the conditions that we had by a beis din that makes a mistaken ra'a. Because the Gemara we're going to see in today's daf compares, it links the koin mashiach to the beis din, and therefore it has to be a davar sheinat tzdukim modim bo, meaning the subject of his ra'a has to be something that the tzdukim would not agree to, something from the Torah Shebal Peh. His ra'a has to be the kayim mitzvah ulevatel mitzvah. It cannot be to uproot a mitzvah entirely in the Torah. He can't just say, oh, there's no such thing as Shabbos. It has to be that he's taking a detail and being mevatel. So there are a lot of comparisons. So says the Mishnah, Hara koin mashiach la'atzmo shogeg, a koin gadol whose mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha makes a mistake and he was matir for himself an avera that normally would carry a penalty of kares ve'asa shogeg, and then he violates the avera based on his own mistaken hora'a. So maybe par, that's when he brings the par koin mashiach. But shogeg v'asa mezid, if he made a psak b'shogeg, and then at the time that he did the avera, he forgot his heter and he violated the avera b'mezid, meaning he had forgotten that he was matir and that he had some sort of svara to be matir. So he goes and he violates the avera b'mezid, or mezid v'asa shogeg, or he issued the erroneous psak b'mezid, meaning he came out with this psak and he knew that there was a problem with the psak. He knew that there was a kasha on this psak. He knew that it was wrong, and he was pushing it anyway. He was saying this psak anyway. And then, at the time that he was doing the avera, he had forgotten what the kasha was on the psak. He just assumed that the psak was correct, and therefore he violates the avera b'shogeg. So pater. In those cases, he's pater from the carbon. Why? Shaharas koin mashiach liatzmo koras bezin letzibur. The din of the koin mashiach bringing his par is the same as the par elm davishel tzibur, because we have a hekish that links the two. So just like the Paralim Dovah Shel Tzibur is only when there's a Shigas Maisa and a Hora'a as well, that they were Mora Heter for the Tzibur, and the Tzibur then followed that Psak Bishogeg. So too, the Kohen Mashiach is only going to be Chayiv when there's a Helim Dovah Im Shigas Maisa, that first he was Matir the Avera Bishogeg, and then afterwards he does the Avera Bishogeg based on that Hora'a. So it follows the same model, with the obvious difference being that when the Beis Din HaGadol issues the Psak, it's then the Tzibur that follows the Psak. By the Kohen Mashiach, he's the one who issues the Psak, and he's the one that follows the Psak. That's why you're not going to have any discussion by the Kohen Mashiach, ooh, whose carbon is it? Is it this one's carbon? That? By the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, was it the Beis Din's carbon, Remeir, or was it the Tzibur's carbon, right, Rabbi Yehuda? So who's over here? There's no who and who. It's the same person, right? It's the Kohen Mashiach. So says the Gemara now, Shogeg va'aso Shogeg mevi par. The Mishnah started by saying if he issued the Psak b'Shogeg and he violated the Aver b'Shogeg, he brings the par Kohen Mashiach. So it says more Pshita. Well, that's the most obvious case. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? That is Shogeg. That's exactly what the Torah describes, that if he does everything Shogeg, he's going to be chayiv. Tosus points out that the Gemara could have asked this back on Dav Dalid, because the Mishnah in the first parak also says shogegin va'asu shogegin. It says over there also by the Param Dovah Shel Tzibur that if they were shogeg in their psak and shogeg in their and then the Tzibur is shogeg in the Maisa. And the Gemara over there does not ask that it's a davar pashut. So Tosus says because over here there's a chiddush in the lashon of the Mishnah, as we'll soon see. So the lashon over there is meant to conform to the lashon over here. So basically, you need to see the answer first. So answers the Gemara. Why does it have to mention shogeg vosa shogeg? Amar Abaye hachav ma'eskinon kigon shahora v'shachach me'ezet tam hora. The case in our Mishnah is he made a mistaken hora'a and he was matir a particular avera, something that really you should be chayiv karis for if you do b'mezid. And he forgot what his logic was. U'b'shah sheta, and at the time that he went to violate the avera, Amar hareini osa al das hora'asi, that I'm going to follow the heter that I had given, even though I don't remember what the reason for the heter was. I might have thought that since, had he remembered what the reason for his heter was, Shema Hadarbei, maybe he would have come to his senses and he would have realized, whoa, that's not a good heter, that's not a good logic, and he would have backed out, and therefore, Kemezid Dami, maybe I should consider that to be like a Maisa B'mezid, Velo L'chayev, and he shouldn't be Chayev Echatos, so Kamash Mlan, that's what it's coming to teach me, that Shogeg, the Asa Shogeg, if he was Shogeg in his Hora'a, and then when he did the Maisa, he didn't even remember the reason for his Hora'a, that's still considered to be a Shogeg, and he's still going to be Chayev, the Parkoin Mashiach. Then we said in the Mishnah, Mezid V'yasa Shogeg, if his Psak was B'mezid, but the Avera was B'shogeg, so then he's going to be Potter, because it has to be that everything was Shogeg. So Minayin Mini, Minahani Mili, how do I know this din, that Kohen Mashiach is Chayev Chatos only when he was Matir the Avera B'shogeg for himself, and then did the Avera B'shogeg? Ditan Rabbanon, because we learn in the Braisa that the Torah in describing the Parkoin Mashiach says that Lo Ashmas Ha'am, Sarei Mashiach, so we see that that's it. That's a hekesh. The pasuk is about the Kohen Mashiach. The beginning of the pasuk is Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yachata, and then it says Liashmas Ha'am. Liashmas Ha'am makes it sound like it's about the Tzibur. So it's linking the Par Kohen Mashiach to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Torah is telling us that the Chatos of a Kohen Mashiach is the same as the Chatos of a of the Beis Din HaGadol. That just like the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is only when Beis Din was Matir and Avera Shogeg, an avera that carries with it a penalty of karis when done b'mezid, and they were matirit b'shogeg, and the tzibur does the avera based on that psak. So too, the Kohen Mashiach has to only bring his par when there was an erroneous psak b'shogeg. So ask the Gemara, valo dinu, why do I need a limud to tell me that I equate the Kohen Mashiach that does the avera b'shogeg to the tzibur, to the parum dovish al tzibur? You know what? Even without any special limud, I would be able to learn the din of a tzibur that does based on a ras based. And Rashi says, I will be able to learn it, Kohen Mashiach, like a tzibur from a Kal V'chomer, from the Parshas Beis Din, that issues a ra for the tzibur. Tos Rosh points out, there's no Kal and there's no Chomer over here. The Kohen Mashiach is not more Chomer than the tzibur. What Rashi means to say is that I would be able to derive it from a Binyanav, which is also one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Dreshes Ben, just to link the two, not that one is a Kal and one is a Chomer, but that we assume that all halachos can be linked to one another unless there's a reason for a chilek. So the Bryce explains, how would I derive that a Kohen Mashiach has the same dinim of a parel and davar shel tzibur? Very simply, tzibur mutzum meklal yachid. A tzibur we know as different dinim than a yachid that violates an avera. A yachid violates an avera b'shogeg, brings a regular korban chatos. A tzibur, parel and davar shel tzibur, that's a totally different discussion. And Mashiach mutzum meklal yachid. And we know that the Kohen Mashiach has his own rules that are not the same as a regular yachid, right? The yachid brings a kisva or a seira, and the Kohen Mashiach brings a par, just like the Beis Din, just like the Beis Din also doesn't bring a kisva or a seira, brings a par helam davar shel tzibur. So therefore, I would think that the Beis Din and the Kohen Mashiach are the same as one another, because they're both not the yachid. They both don't follow the rules of a regular korban chatos that a regular yachid would bring. And therefore, therefore, since the tzibur and the Kohen Mashiach are the same as one another, they should follow the same rules. That just like parum davar shel tzibur is only when it's helam davar, when there's a psak, an erroneous psak, and then a shigas maisa, then people that erroneously follow that psak, so too the Kohen Mashiach is only when there's an erroneous psak, and the fellow follows that psak. This Kohen Gadol follows fulfills that psak. So says Gemara, well, wait just a second. These are not the only two anomalous karbanos chatos. Meaning, yes, you're right. The typical karban chatos is a yachid that brings a kisva or a seira for a chatos. And you're right. A parum davar shel tzibur is an anomaly. A kohen mashiach is an anomaly. But there's a third anomaly. So you don't necessarily know that the par kohen mashiach should be compared to the parum davar shel tzibur. Oh, kalech lidar zo. Maybe we should compare it to the third anomaly, namely Nasi Mutzah Miklal Yachid. The Nasi is also an anomaly. He doesn't bring a regular kisva or seira like anybody else. He brings a seir zachar u'mashiach Mutzah Miklal Yachid. And the Kohen Mashiach, like we just said, is also not the same as the Yachid because he brings a par for his chatos. So maybe the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi should be linked to one another. And therefore, Man Nasi maybe b'shigas ma'isa below Elam Davar. There's no requirement by a Nasi, by a Melech, that doesn't have Avera, that there was any erroneous psak. It's just that he does the Maisa. He does the Maisa Avera b'shogeg. So Af Mashiach, maybe b'shigas ma'isa below Elam Davar. Maybe the Kohen Mashiach also, there's no need for it to be a psak. Meaning, you know, it's fairly logical also. The whole idea of a psak makes a lot of sense by a Beis Din, because that's what they do. They are poskim for Klal Yisrael. But the Nasi is not a posek, and therefore the Nasi has nothing to do with psak. And I would think the Kohen Mashiach has nothing to do with psak. What does it have to do with a hora'ah that the Kohen Mashiach has to make? So the Gemara is essentially asking is that we know what the rule is for the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. We know what the rule is for the Nasi. Which category do I put the Kohen Mashiach in? Is he more like the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, or is he more like the Beis Din, right, with Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, or is he more like the Nasi? And if he's more like the Beis Din, then it would require a hora'ah, a mistaken hora'ah. If he's more like the Nasi, then it does not require a mistaken hora'ah. So says Gemara, well, near the Midome. Let's see, which one is the Kohen Mashiach, is the Kohen Gadol, more similar to? Is he more similar to the Beis Din, or is he more similar to the Nasi? Well, Tzibur Bepar, Vein Revin Hashem Talui. What do we know about the Beis Din? The Beis Din brings a par, Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and also they can never be chayiv in Hashem Talui. So Mashiach bepar vein mevi Hashem Talui. Those same two qualities are by the Kohen Gadol as well. He also brings a par, and he could never be chayiv in Hashem Talui. So therefore, mat tzibur einu chayiv el Helam Davar Mshigas Maisa. Af Mashiach lo yichayiv el Helam Davar Mshigas Maisa. Therefore, it stands to reason that just like by the Beis Din, the Beis Din Gadol, you need to have a hora'ah, you need to have a mistaken hora'ah in order to be mechayiv them. So the same is going to be true when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, that there needs to be a mistaken hora'ah in order to be mechayiv him. So the Braisa says, well, there are things that it has in that the Kohen Mashiach has in common with the Nasi as well. Oh, kalech l'derech zo. Maybe I could have argued the opposite, that Nasi may be si'ira ba'avodos kuchavim, or maybe yashem vaday, that a Nasi brings a si'ira, a female karban chatas, when he violates avodah zarah b'shogeg, and if he violates an aver that yichayiv nasham, he brings a karban asham, not an asham talib, but a karban asham, u'mashiach maybe si'ira ba'avodos kuchavim, u'maybe asham vaday, and the Kohen Gadol has those two things in common with the Nasi, that he also brings a si'ira for a chatas if he violated avodah zarah b'shogeg, and he brings an asham if he violated an avera that he chayiv an asham for. So it's similar. So now the Kohen Mashiach is similar to the Nasi in two ways as well. So man Nasi maybe b'shigas ma'isa, af Mashiach maybe b'shigas ma'isa, and therefore maybe I should conclude that just like the Melech, just like the Nasi, does not need a hora'ah in order for him to bring his anomalous special karban, so too the Kohen Mashiach does not need a hora'ah in order for him to bring his special karban. So the Gemara is at a stalemate. We don't know which way should we go. So the Braisa says, that's why I need the Pasuk to tell me, to actually specifically link, I need the Pasuk to be makish, the Kohen Mashiach, with the Beis Din, with the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. with Talmud Lomar, Lashmas Ha'am, Hareyu Mashiach, Kitzibur. That's where it's telling me the Kohen Mashiach is the same like the Tzibur. That Matzibur and maybe Elohim Dovrim Shigas Maisa, Mashiach and maybe Elohim Dovrim Shigas Maisa. That just like the Tzibur, there needs to be a mistaken Hora'ah, so too when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, there needs to be a mistaken Hora'ah in order for him to be Chayiv, his special carbon. So now the Gemara says, okay, good, now you've told me that I link the Kohen Gadol with the Beis Din HaGadol. So let's link them entirely. Emor Matzibur Hora Va'asu Achrav Ba'Horaso Chayavin Af Mashiach Shor Va'asu Achrav Ba'Horaso Yechayiv. Well, if I'm going to really fully link it, by the Beis Din, if the Beis Din was Matir and Avera that carries with it a penalty of Kares, and they mistakenly were Matir it, and then the Tzibur does the Avera based on their Hora'ah, so the Beis Din has to bring their Par L'chatas, they have to bring their Par L'mdavar Shel Tzibur, so maybe by the Kohen Gadol we should say the same thing, that if he issues a Psak for other people about something that there's a Chiyuv Kares, and they follow that Psak, not that he follows, that they follow that Psak, that should be Mechayiv him in his Par Kohen Mashiach. So it says, no, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, that V'yikriv al chata so asher chata, al masha chata hu maybe vein maybe al masha chata acherim. That's why the Pasuk specifically says, when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, it's only for his Avera. He's the one that did the Avera, not that he issued a Psak for other people, and that the other people did the Avera. He's the one that did the Avera. So now, Amar Mar, we had happened to have mentioned, in the course of trying to figure out, whether the Kohen Mashiach is more similar to a Nasi, or is he more similar to the Beis Din, we happen to have mentioned Mashiach Bepar Ve'ein Mevi Yashem Talui, that Kohen Gadol never brings an Hashem Talui. Who told us that? How do I know that a Kohen Gadol does not bring an Hashem Talui? Because the Torah says when it talks about an Hashem Talui, it says V'chibra Lav HaKohen Al Shigigaso Asher Shagag. So we learn from the double expression Shigigaso Asher Shagag Misha Chataso V'Shigigaso Shava. Someone who his entire Aveira was about the Shigas Maisa that he did, that without having to have a prerequisite of a mistaken Hora'ah, that the entire reason for your Karban was because of the Aveira, the Shigas Maisa. Well, by Kohen Mashiach, we know that's not the case. Yatza Mashiach, Shein Shigas of Chatas HaShava. Kohen Gadol, he's only Chayiv his special Karban when there is a Hora'ah that precedes it. So, Dechziv, Lashmas Ha'am, Harei Mashiach Kitzibur, because after all, that's what we said. Lashmas Ha'am teaches me that he's just like the Paral Dover Shel Tzibur, that just like the Paral Dover Shel Tzibur has to have a mistaken Hora'ah that precedes the Aveira, the Kohen Gadol also has to have a mistaken Hora'ah that precedes the Aveira. Says Gemara, Lashmas Ha'am Atkan Lo Kamerle. No, but you're jumping the gun over here. Meaning, when we were making this comparison, we had not yet arrived at the conclusion that we compare the Kohen Mashiach to the Beis Din. So how can you say, oh no, it's obvious that the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring an Hashem Talui, because when we're first trying to figure out, should I compare the Kohen Mashiach to the Beis Din, or should I compare the Kohen Mashiach to the Nasi? And one of the bases that we had to say, oh, it's probably more like the Beis Din because neither brings an Hashem Talui. We had not yet had the Gezeiras HaKasuv that teaches me that he's like the Beis Din. So how could that Gezeiras HaKasuv be the basis for the concept that he doesn't bring an Hashem Talui? Ela Hashem Kedin Asfa, says Maria in a Chinami. Meaning, Lemaskana, he happens to not bring an Hashem Talui once I know that Rasha. So in the discussion, we just threw it in there, but it wasn't really part of the discussion. Meaning, when we were first trying to figure out what should I compare it to, when we got to that stalemate where I couldn't figure out, should I compare the Kohen Gadol more to the Beis Din, or should I compare the Kohen Gadol more to the Nasi, the Hashem Talui isn't really part of that cheshbon. The reason to compare him more to the more to the Beis Din was because he brings a par just like the Beis Din. The reason to compare him more to the Nasi is because for Avodah Zarah it's a Si'ira, and because there is an Hashem Vadai that they both bring. But the Hashem Talui part doesn't really enter the conversation. We just threw that in there because it happens to be true La Halacha. Okay, now, new Mishnah now toward the bottom of Amud Aleph. Horeb Bifrei Asbav, the Kohen Mashiach was Matir, an Isser that involves Kares for himself, and at the same time Beis Din was matir for the tzibur, a different isser that has kares, va'asa b'fnei atzmo. And the Kohen Mashiach violates his isser that he was matir, and the tzibur violates their isser that the Beis Din was matir. So meschaper lo b'fnei atzmo. He cannot be yotze with the par helam davar shel tzibur. He's going to still need his own par Kohen Mashiach. But hora ima tzibur, but if his psak was together with the tzibur, va'asa ima tzibur, and then he does the avera together with the tzibur, meaning it's the same avera, so then mischaper lo ima tzibur. Then he gets his kapara together with the tzibur, he's covered with the paralim davar shel tzibur. Shein bezin chayavin ad sheyoru levatel miksas ulekayim miksas. The bezin is only going to be chayiv if they issue psak to be mvatel a portion of the isser and to be mekayim a portion of the isser, not to be oker in isser legamri. V'cheinu mashiach, and the same is true about the kohen mashiach, that his psak has to be something that doesn't entirely remove an isser from the Torah. It just takes a detail of the isser and is matirit. And the same when it comes to the chiyuv for avodah zarah. Also, the psak has to be something the kayim mixas ulevatel mixas. Where do I learn that the kohen mashiach and the beis din that give a hora'ah on the same thing, that the kohen mashiach is covered with the power of the beis din? To Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hora imatzibur va'asimatzibur yachl yavi parliatzmo. I might have thought that he's not covered with the power of the beis din, that he's got to bring his own power. Vidinu, and I can make a compelling argument for that, because nasi mutzah mechal yachid. The Nasi is an anomalous karban. He doesn't bring the same kisvah or si'ira as everybody else. He brings a si'ir zachar. U'mashiach mutzah mechal yachid. And the Kohen Gadol is an anomalous karban. He brings a par, unlike a regular yachid. Ma Nasi chata b'fnei atzmo, mevi b'fnei atzmo, chata ima tzibur, meschaper lo ima tzibur. So just like a Nasi, if he does the avera by himself, he brings his own karban. If it's together with the tzibur, he gets a kapar with the tzibur, with their paralim davar. Af Mashiach chata so therefore there's reason to assume that the same rules should apply to a Kohen Gadol, that if he does his own Avera, he brings his own carbon, but if he does the same Avera as the Tzibur, he's covered with the Tzibur. So the Bryce says, lo, you cannot derive a Mashiach, the halach of a Mashiach from the halach of a Nasi. You're going to tell me by a Nasi that he gets a Kapara together with the Paralim Dov Shel Tzibur, Shekein Meskaper Lo Ema Tzibur B'Yom HaKippurim, because on Yom Kippur, the Sira Nasi B'Fnim and the Sira Musafin that are Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav cover him also. It covers the whole Tzibur and it covers him. Tamar b'Mashiach, but that's not true of a Kohen Gadol. Shein Mischaper l'Ema Tzibur b'Yom HaKippurim. He has an independent Kapara on Yom Kippur that he has to bring his own par on Yom Kippur. So hol vein Mischaper l'Ema Tzibur b'Yom HaKippurim yachal yavi par liatzmo. So I therefore have reason to believe that the Kohen Gadol needs different sets of Kapara than everybody else, and therefore he should never be covered by the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. If on Yom Kippur he needs a different set of kapara, maybe he needs a different set of kapara always. So Tamalomer al chataso asher chata. That's why the pasuk says al chataso asher chata. Hakeit said, what's the pasuk exactly teaching me? When does he bring a par for himself, and when is he covered with the carbon of the tzibur? Chata b'fnei atzmo, maybe b'fnei atzmo chata matzibur, mischaper lo matzibur. If he did his own independent avera, he needs his own independent carbon. He did the same avera together with the tzibur, so he brings the carbon of the tzibur. So says Mar, well, how could it be that the Kohen Mashiach gives a hora'ah, and Beis Din gives the hora'ah, and they're both going to be chayiv their own individual carbonos? Well, hey chidami, how great are these people in comparison to each other? Meaning, is the Kohen Gadol greater than the Beis Din? Is the Beis Din greater than the Kohen Gadol? Because one thing about both of their chiyuvim is that they both need to be the mufla. They both need to be the world's greatest Talmid Chacham. So you can't have two world's greatest Talmid Chacham, or it seems that you shouldn't be able to have two world's greatest Talmid Chacham. There's only one greatest. So ilei meduhu mufla. If the Kohen Gadol is the mufla, v'heim ein mufla, and then the Beis Din are not, then we don't consider their hora to be a hora at all. So obviously there's not even going to be a paralim davar shel tzibur. So obviously he's going to need his own karban. When the tzibur violates the avera, there are a bunch of yechidim. We just bring a regular karban chatas because it's not even in the parsha paralim davar shel tzibur if they're not the mufla. And if the beis din are all the mufla and then he's not a mufla, he's not the greatest talmid chacham. Then his hora is nothing. His hora without consultation with the greatest talmid chacham of the time is not considered real hora. Some Rav Papa Kagon. Shay Muflin Shnehen. Ah, they're both the greatest. Everybody's great. So he's the greatest. They're the greatest. They're all on the same level, and therefore all their hora'as are binding. And that's how you could have a case where the Beis Din's bring a problem to Avishal Tzibur at the very same time that the Kohen Mashiach is bringing a par, because they're both able to issue hora'a. So now we just have to figure out when is the Kohen Mashiach not going to be covered by the Tzibur, or when is he yes going to be covered by the Tzibur? Meaning, how much does it have to be the same exact psak in order for him to be covered by the Tzibur? So Sav Rabbi Meim Rabbi thought to say, Chatu b'fnei atzmo v'asu b'fnei atzmo. If he, the Kohen Mashiach, does the Avera by himself, and then he brings the Kapara by himself, not with the Tzibur Hechidami, what's the case that he's going to bring his own Karban? The Yasvi, B'shnei Mekomos, V'komaru B'trei Yisuri. That the Kohen Mashiach is sitting in a totally different place than the Beis Din, and passing about a totally different halacha than the Beis Din. So then, he's not going to be covered by the Paralam Davash Shel Tzibur. Amalei Rava, Atu Shnei Mekomos, Komar. Rava says, why do I care where anybody's sitting? It's about what they're paskening about. It's about the halacha. It's not about where they're sitting. Ella afilu yasvi b'chad makom, even the moru betray yisuri chatz b'fnei atzmahu. That even if they're sitting together in the same place, Rava says, but they're paskening about two totally different halachos, so that's two different things, and therefore he's not going to be covered by the paralam davar shel tzibur. So now let's get into the details. What does it mean, two totally different things? So pshita hu b'chele vehin b'avod z'chavim. It's obvious that if he paskens about chelev and they pasken about avodazara chatz b'fnei atzmahu, then obviously he's not covered with their karban because it's not even the same karban. There are obviously totally different reasons because it's totally different averos. And they don't even bring the same carbon. Dehu bepar, because he brings a par vehein, and because their psak was about avodah zara bepar v'sayir, they bring a par and a sayir. They're bringing, the tzibur's bringing a sayir. He's not bringing a sayir, so obviously he doesn't get a kapara with them. They're bringing a different set of carbonos. V'kolshkein, and all the more so if it were the opposite, that hu b'avodzchav vehein bechelev, that he's paskening about of Zara and they paskin about Chelev, the Chalukim Kabbalas and Lagamri, where the Kabbalas are entirely different. There's not even any overlap. To who Seir of Inu Par, because he would bring a Seirah in that case, and they would bring a Par in that case. So that is obviously not the case where we're talking about that he's going to be covered with the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Ella, they both paskin about chelev, just different parts of chelev. So they paskin that chelev is mutter, that a type of chelev is mutter. He paskin that a different type of chelev is mutter. He violated that avera. So now the mahu mi amrin and afal gav the carbon shava given the mitrei kray kasu apligim the tamayu odilma shem chelev echru. So that is what to dan. Do we say that since they're both violating the same isra in the Torah of chelev, so therefore he's covered under their carbon, or no? It's based on different things, because it's different types of chelev, so maybe it's not covered under the same karban. And im timtzalom shem chelev echadu, maybe you're going to tell me shem chelev echadu, chelev is chelev is chelev, and it's therefore the same. Hu bechelev ein bedam mahu. What if he paskin about chelev and the Beis Nagadol paskin about dam? Mi amrinan b'tamayu pluginan. Do we say, well, obviously their reasons and the bases for their respective piskei halacha were obviously different because it's about different isurim in the Torah? O dilma kiven the shavim Karban, Basar Karban Azlinan, or maybe since at the same, they both bring the same par lechatas, we look at as long as it's the same karban, so they should both be covered. So take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved, and since it's unresolved, in such a case where the Kohen Mashiach and the Beis Din paskin bechelev, lechor the Kohen is not able to bring his karban b'fnei atzmo, because there's a tzad in the Gemara that he's already covered with the karban of the tzibur, so his karban is going to be chulin ba'azara, right? Meaning whenever you leave it as a teku, so you can't just have him bring it, so it's going to be chulin ba'azara. However, the Rabbi in Hilchos Shkagos writes that the Kohen Mashiach brings a parli atzmo, and he's not mischaper with the Beis Din, and a lot of discussion in the Achronim where the Rabbi got that from. The Gemara left it as a teku. A teku should be a suffix should be don't bring a carbon. And the Rambam said, yeah, bring a carbon. So we're not sure where the Rambam got that from. Okay, the Mishnah says, Shein Beis Chayev Nat Shiyor Levatal Mitzvah Sulukayim Mitzvah. That a Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur is only when they don't, it, it, totally totally disregarded entire mitzvah in the Torah. So minalan dachir levatam mitzvahs kai mitzvahs. How do I know that that's true? Because I'm reading biduch pirkon. Well, we already covered that back on daf dalid. Vinelam davar velo kalaguf. It says vinelam davar and not kalaguf. Not that they're erasing an entire mitzvah in the Torah. V'chein Mashiach, and that same rule applies to the Kohen Gadol also, that his psak has to be about levatam mitzvahs lekayim mitzvahs. Minalan, how do I know that? Tichsiv lashmas ha'am, harei Mashiach etzibor. Because it says lashmas ha'am, and that links the Kohen Mashiach with the tzibor. So if that rule is true of the tzibor, it's true of the Kohen Mashiach as well. V'lo b'avol tzchavim. And in the same way, Avodah Zarah, based on God, is only going to be chayiv if it's levatam mitzvahs l'kayim mitzvahs. Minol, and how do I know that? The Tanur Rabban, v'shiyotza Avodah Zchavim liton bi'atzma, that Avodah Zchavim is different than the rest of the parsha of Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, in that you bring a different set of karbanos. You don't bring a par, you bring a par le'ola and a si'ir l'chatas, as opposed to one par for a chatas. So yachli you chayav v'nala kiris mitzvah kula. So I might think you're chayiv, even if they say, ain Avodah Zarah min haTorah, that there's just no Israel. So that's why Nemar Khan, it says by Avodah Zarah me'enai, me'enai, v'nemar la'alon, and it says by the Parham Dover Shel Tzibur me'enai, so ma'la'alon, be'bezdin, afkan, nami, be'bezdin, just like by the Parham Dover Shel Tzibur, obviously we're talking about a be'zdin, so too by the par in the Sarah of Avodah Zarah, we're talking about when be'zdin issued a psak, u'ma'la'alon, and just like by the Parham Dover, dover v'lo kalaguf, it's only when they don't totally disregard or reject a mitzvah in the Torah, so afkan nami, dover. So the same is true when it comes to the special karbanos for Avodah Zarah that the Beis Din is going to bring. It's only when it's Dover v'lo kal aguf. Period. New Mishnah now. Ein chayav v'nalahum Dover m'shigas ma'isa. Beis Din is only b'chayav karban when they issued an erroneous psak and then people b'shogeg followed that psak. V'chein ha-mashiach, and the same is true by the Kohen Gadol. It has to be an erroneous psak that was followed, that he had followed. V'lo b'avod z'chavim ein chayavin elalahum Dover m'shigas. And the same is true when Beis Din issues a psak about Avodah Zarah, that the special carbon of the par and the sire that the Beis Din is going to bring is only when it's an erroneous psak and the people follow that psak. So minalan, how do I know that Beis Din is only chayiv when there's a helam davar with a shigas maisa? Ditan Rabban, because the Brisa darshins as follows. Yishku, the pasuk says, Beit Paralim davar yishku, so yachal, you chayav nal shigas maisa. I might think that shigas maisa alone is enough. Tamalomar, yishku v'nelam davar. That's why it says Yishku v'nelam davar. They ain't chayav v'nelam davar im shigas meisa. That you're only going to be chayav v'nelam davar together with a shigas meisa. V'chein ha-mashiach, and the same is going to be true by a mashiach. Minol, and how do I know the same is true of a kohen gadol? Tichziv l'shmas ha'am. Harei mashiach tzibur, because it says l'shmas ha'am. So you see that the mashiach has the same din as the tzibur. So v'lo ba'avod chav me'ele al helam davar m'shigas meisa. And we said and the same is true when it comes to avodah zarah. The special karbonos of avodah zarah is only when there's a mistaken psak. So minalan, how do I know that then? That even by Avodah Zarah, the Beis Din is only going to be chayiv when there's a mistaken psak. Titan Rabbanon, l'fi sheyatza Avodah Zchavim lidon bi'atzma. That Avodah Zarah is singled out from all the other Yisurim in the Torah, that the Karban Chatos that you bring for Avodah Zarah is different than the Karban Chatos that you bring for all other Averos. So yachli you chayiv al shigas maisa. So I might have thought that you're chayiv for the Avodah Zarah just for a shigas maisa without a mistaken psak. So Nemar Kan, me'enei, that's why the pasuk says by Avodah Zarah me'enei v'nemar la'alon, and it says by Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur me'enei. So ma'la'alon ein chayav v'nelam davar m'shigas ma'isa. Afkan ein chayav v'nelam davar m'shigas ma'isa. Just like Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur is only when there's a mistaken psak, so too with the special carbon of Avodah Zarah is also only when there's a mistaken psak. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. In our mission we said Beis Din is only chayav carbon when there's a helam davar m'shigas ma'isa, both by Avodah Zarah and by all other averos. A Kohen Mashiach is only going to be chayiv by other averos when there's a mistaken psak. It never told us whether a Mashiach by Avodah Zarah, whether the Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah needs a mistaken psak in order for him to be chayiv a special karban. It doesn't say v'chein a Mashiach by the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, so maybe by Avodah Zarah the Kohen Mashiach is chayiv to bring a karban even with just Shigas Maisa without a Helam Davar like any other regular Yachid. So says Gemara, if that's the case, then Masnis and Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rebbe, he must be following Rebbe. Rebbe. Titania Mashiach ba'avodus kochavim. Rebbe, that Mashiach is when Mashiach does a shogig of avodah zara. Rebbe Omer b'shigas ma'isa v'chomer behalim davar. Rebbe holds even if it's without a mistaken psak, and the Chum say no, only if it's with a mistaken psak. V'shavin shabasira. They both agree that the Kohen Mashiach brings a seira like a yachid. V'shavin she'in maybe yashim talui, and they both agree that he does not bring an yashim talui. But the bottom line is that Rebbe holds in such a case that he does not need a mistaken psak, and our Mishnah seems to be like Rebbe. So says Mar Vitzibra, you think you have a raya from our Mishnah that it's like Rebbe? No, because we have another Mishnah. Bizdono karis b'shigasu chatos mi katani. A lot of background over here. You want to tell me that we could prove from our Mishnah that it's going like Rebbe because it doesn't say v'chena Mashiach legabe avodah zara? There's another Mishnah we're going to have in tomorrow's daf that says that Beis Din is not chayav karbon until they give a psak about something that's donu karis v'shigasu chatos. And by over there it doesn't say v'chena Mashiach ella, even though it's true ella tani havu adinla. The Mishnah says by other averos that it has a din like the Mashiach has the same din like the tzibur, that it's only when it's donu karis v'shigasu chatos. And you know that by avodah zara also it has to be like the tzibur. So achnami tana havu adinla. So here also it has the same din like the tzibur. My time is Rebbe. Where does Rebbe get this din? This idea that according to Mashiach is chayv al shigas ma'aseh b'avodah zara even without a mistaken psak, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says v'chipra hakohen al nefesh hashogeges b'chata b'shkaga hanefesh zeh Mashiach hashogeges zeh nasi b'chata b'shkaga. Rebbe sover chet zeh b'shkaga yehei. Rebbe says that we darsh in the pasuk that by avodah zara it's just shigas ma'aseh. For Rabbanan Savri misha chatasu b'shkaga yatzu Mashiach she'in chatasu b'shkaga elam elam davar. And the Rabbanan darshin that only someone who's chet is Bishkaga by other mitzvos, meaning a hedyot as opposed to Mashiach, where it requires a psak as well. Vishavin Shabisira Kiyachid, they both agree that the Kohen Mashiach be'avodah zara brings a seira like a yachid, minalan. How do they know that? Da'amar kra, v'im nefesh echas, echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad Mashiach, kulam b'chal nefesh echas. It says, v'im nefesh echas, techta Bishkaga. So we darshan that whether it's a yachid, whether it's a nasi, whether it's a Mashiach, all of them are included in Nefesh Achas. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Amud Aleph. Great day, everyone.